We gather as pilgrims on a journey of faith.
We come seeking awareness of God's presence as we travel on.
We come seeking light for our darkness, strength in our weakness.
Shine in our hearts, O God, with the light of your love. Make your presence known.
Please join me in the opening prayer printed in your bulletin. Most Holy God, your Son came to save sinners. We come to this season of repentance, confessing our unworthiness, asking for new and honest hearts in the healing power of your forgiveness. Grant us this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand and join in singing hymn number 340.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading comes from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and 12 through 17. Hear the word of the Lord. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. a day of darkness and of gloom, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. Let blackness spread upon the mountains. A great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents for punishment. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent, and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering, and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a feast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the aged. Gather the children, even the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery. A byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the people, where is your God? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in the Psalter reading that is printed in your bulletin. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
Against you, you only have I sinned, and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless in your judgment.
Behold, I was born into iniquity, and I have been sinful since my mother conceived me.
Behold, you desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear with joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Deliver me from death, O God, God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall forth your praise.
For you have no delight in sacrifice. Were I to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased.
The sacrifice
acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to your God. For God is merciful and gracious. For God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. We know well our misdeeds. Our sin is ever before us. We pray that God will wash away our guilt and cleanse us from our sin. Let us ask God to bring light into the dark places of our lives and to confront us with our hidden and secret sins. Hear us, O God, as we confess our preoccupation with ourselves. O God, open our hearts. As we confess the bitterness of past losses not turned over to you. O God, open our hearts. As we confess the private comforts to which we cling. O God, open our hearts. As we confess the fear of failure that keeps us from following your will for us into the future. O God, open our hearts. As we confess our broken relationships. O God, open our hearts. Here and now, O God, we bring our secret sins to you. As all lies open in your sight, let your forgiveness be our healing power of forgiveness. Bring to us by Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. We'll ask you to please stand for the gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, selected verses. Hear now God's word. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Please be seated. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One day, the rabbi of a synagogue, in a frenzy of religious passion, rushed in before the Ark of the Covenant, and he fell to his knees and started beating his breast, crying, "I am nobody, I am nobody." And not to be outdone, the cantor of the synagogue, impressed by the example of the spiritual humility and the attention, joined the rabbi on his knees up front, saying, "I am nobody, I am nobody." And caught up in that, a custodian off to the side couldn't restrain himself either. And he joined the other two up front in the synagogue calling out, "I am nobody, I am nobody." And at that point, the rabbi nudged the cantor and said, "Look who thinks he's nobody." It is funny, even on Ash Wednesday. We are not here for false repentance or to display superior spirituality just simply by acknowledging our sins. We are here to acknowledge our reality before God. In a way, and this sounds strange, but in a way I am jealous of AA members, really, because they don't pretend to be perfect the way many of us church folk do. They start their meeting by saying, "My name is so-and-so and I am an alcoholic." They begin their meetings with the plain statement of brokenness and need. Ash Wednesday, is the day when we stop pretending, when we drop the arrogance of adequacy before God and say we are all broken and we all need help. We ought to start by saying, my name is Jim and I am a sinner. I am broken. I am wounded. But thanks be to God, I am being healed, and look forward to a final healing and salvation through Jesus Christ, who, as he walked this same earth, was also tempted by sin, so says Scripture, lied about and broken by this world, wounded and rejected. God knows what it is like to be me, to be you. And if I pretend to be perfect, and if you as Christians pretend to be perfect, I think that may insult what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. If we were perfect or even potentially perfectible, then Jesus Christ and his cross become optional. And to think of Jesus Christ as optional, I think, is an insult to God. We are not perfect, and we are not perfectible outside of God's power and grace. Somehow we have domesticated Jesus, and we keep him in clean brick buildings and orderly pews and fresh pressed clothing. But I know on every pew there is a little brokenness, or maybe a lot, and a little dis-ease of soul. We are broken people. We need God as a lover of our souls, as a forgiver of our sins, and a maker of peace. Jesus, who of all things died, nailed to a cross, knows about suffering and what this world does to people. And we do all have scars as well. But have you ever thought that living people with scars proves that healing can happen? We come to Ash Wednesday with no pretense of perfection. God is my hope. God is my healer. I didn't mean to have a sort of a Jewish theme here, but you know, Hasidic Jews have a tradition that teaches that everybody should have two pockets in their coats with two slips of paper, and it is a wonderful parallel to Ash Wednesday. On those slips of paper, one says, I am only dust and ashes. And the tradition among Hasidic Jews is to carry that with them always. And the other says, for me, the whole universe was created. Sometimes we need to remember that first slip of paper, as we do tonight, as we come to be marked, if you wish to come forward, with the ashes of repentance. And sometimes we also need to remember the second, to remember that we have been adopted by God in Christ, and that through him God forgives us, makes us joint heirs with Christ of all that has been made. Tonight is the beginning of the season of Lent, the beginning of the season in which we are called to contemplation, to a holy fast, if you are called to that, to studying of Scripture, to self-examination, and to a prayer for the power to grow in faith. We also are reminded of the words in communion, Christ has died, and that is sad, but Christ is risen, and that is joyful, and Christ will come again, which means ultimately and always our hope is in God and Christ. And the gospel does echo those Hasidic words of wisdom. I am only dust and ashes, but for me, for you, the whole universe was created. God has not left us alone or left us without hope. It is also about our mortality. Theologian Robert McAfee Brown once wrote a little meditation following the death of a friend of his, and he said, his death made me think about my life. Well, not too many months ago, my father's death made me determined not to waste any minute of my life, to take better care of myself emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And part of not wasting life is remembering how all life here ends and what really matters. I once saw a bumper sticker, and many of you have seen it too, that says, he who dies with the most toys wins. You've seen that? It really should say, he who dies with the most toys still dies. Lent calls us to do what matters most and last longest. Love, forgiveness, grace, hope. We all sin. We all die. Where then is our hope? Where does it come from? Not from what we have done nor could do. Not from what we could own or could own. But from what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. As you turn more completely to God during a time of intentional growth in Lent, God will send you out to others. God always, when we come to Him, sends us out to others to offer the same peace, the love, forgiveness, and grace that we have gotten to others. We acknowledge tonight our need and God's ability and willingness to move us beyond our neediness into usefulness in sharing God's hope. I do invite you to come forward. If you wish to have the sign of the cross imposed on your forehead, just come forward and kneel. If you wish to have it on your hand, put your hand out. If you wish to just remain in the pews and pray, I invite you to do that. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's Passion and Resurrection, and it became the custom of the church that before Easter there was a 40-day season of spiritual preparation. During this season, converts to the faith were prepared for baptism. It was also a time when persons who had committed serious sins and had been separated from the community of faith were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to the life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the need that we all have to renew and to grow in our faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word to make a right beginning of repentance. And as a mark of our mortal nature, I will invite you in just a moment to come forward and kneel. Now, Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and our penitence, so that we may remember that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Beginning with the choir, those who wish to come forward to receive the imposition of the ashes, I invite you to come. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Let us repent and believe the gospel. From dust we come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come, To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we've come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we've come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we've come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we've come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we've come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we've come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. We shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. Into dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. Into dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust
we have come. We have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. We have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. From dust we have come. To dust we shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. I invite you to stand as we sing together number 521. Please bow with me for the benediction. Lord, in the stillness of this moment, in the quietness of our hearts, touch us in our broken places and work together healing as only you can. Comfort us where we are afraid, where we grieve, where we need you near. And Lord, where we have broken relationships and have built walls between us and others, we are reminded of the great wall between heaven and earth you have transcended in your Son, Jesus Christ, born in a barn, crucified on a hill. Lord, you transcended even the grave to show us your love. Give us the strength and the courage to remove our walls, that we might do the most dangerous thing and love one another. In Jesus' name, amen.